passports brown. Beauty parlors filled with sailors. Circuses in town. Here comes a blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker, and the other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. Oh, they need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. Takes one to know one, she smiles. Puts her hand in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. And somebody says you're in the wrong place, my friend, and you had better. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Road. The moon is almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. Telling ladies have even taken all their things inside, all except for Cain and Abel, the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love, all else the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's 'neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion, and her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk. Passed this way an hour ago with his friend a jealous monk. He looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette and went off sniffing pipes and reciting the alphabet. Now you would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago. electric violin on Desolation Road. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on penny whistles, you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Road, across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. Opera, a perfect image of a beast. They're spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouting to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know." Casanova's just being punished for going to Desolation Road. Now at midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Road. Praise be to Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Road. Yes, I received your letter yesterday, about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked how I was doing. That's some kind of joke. All the people that you mention, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now I can't read too good, don't send me no more letters, no, not unless you may.